Hey, what do you know? I think we're live with a bike passing by right as I go live. There he goes. What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here with Cheesehead TV, co-founder, intrepid on-the-ground reporter, and video darling, as I have been dubbed in the comment section by some doofus. How are all of you doing today? Good to see everyone. Very, very subdued slash light affair on Ray Nitschke Field today. The Packers not donning pads, just helmets and shorts, walkthrough only, no live work, bit of drill work, and then they went on their merry way. So it'll probably be a shorter episode of Extra Cheese tonight, but I did want to say hello to everyone in the comment section. Hello from Houston, Texas. What's up, Ernest? How are you, buddy? Carl, hello. Matthew, thanks for joining us. Gary, what about Luca? Insanity, man. Absolute insanity. As my good friend Emery put it, can't believe the Bears passed on Luca. Aaron, does defense look better than last season? David from Seattle. David from Seattle, Aaron from Green Bay, says it's way too early to make that kind of determination. They do look good, though. I will say that. What's up, Lewis in Chicago? How you doing, man? When does the roster have to be cut down? I believe, 2 weeks from Saturday, from yesterday. All the talk about Josh Jackson, is it true? Preston, I would not lie to you. Hey, if anyone's been talking up Josh, it's me. And I would not tell you guys these things if they were not happening on the field in front of me. I tell people all the time, when I come here, I just say what I see. And Josh has been pretty damn impressive first week at camp. Now, the walkthrough today, he had a good practice 2 days ago, but by all accounts, practice in Lambeau Field tomorrow morning is going to be a real humdinger. See if he brings it. F-Life PTG, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think Rodgers improved on deep accuracy 94 well this year than last year and connecting with wide receivers better this year? A lot going on there. Is that a reference to a Madden rating? But will he improve on his deep accuracy? I don't know. So far, so good here in camp. He's connected with Devontae Adams several times. I don't think he's really gone deep to anybody else in team periods so far. I think you certainly saw towards the end of the year when they tried to push the ball downfield, they certainly had their issues. There's no doubt about it. Hopefully that improves. But so far early in camp, the lone recipient of the deep shots has been Devontae, and they have looked good. And thanks again for the super chat, man. What else we got? How about 12 watching film from 2010? Amazing. That was a great little story he let us in on. I am dying to go back and watch some Aaron Rodgers cut-ups from 2010 and see what he maybe has noticed and or changed about his game. For those of you who may not know what a good friend here is referencing, Rodgers met with the media earlier today and talked about he was asked about his kind of sudden turn. I don't want to say turnaround, but in increased like really strong play that he's had over the course of the last three or four practices. And he said he was watching cut-ups of himself from 2010, and he noticed something that he took from that film work and has utilized it on the practice field the last couple of days, and it has really helped. No one knows what it is. He won't say what it is. But now I'm dying to go try and find out and see if I can see similarities from 2010 and the practice field. J.K. Scott, the true weapon on the team. Ryan, is there any question? Where's Big B? Big B was here. Where is Big B? I saw him earlier. Saul, Mike Smith and Jerry Gray are the best position coaches on the staff. Go Pack, go. Okay. Let's slow down here. I mean, I think they're excellent additions, but there's a lot of ball game left. Let's see how the year plays out. I know I love listening to Mike Smith. I had a chat with him on the sideline prior to practice and talking about his pressures versus sack tirade that he went on the other day. Absolutely think he's fantastic, and I think Jerry's been an excellent addition. There's a lot to play out there, though. Raven Green update. He did not practice today. That's all I got. During the preseason, during camp, teams are not required to give any kind of updates on injuries other than they're in or they're out. So we know something happened with Raven yesterday where he went back into the Hudson Center, and then he did come back out and finish off practice, but then today he was a non-participant. I tend to think it's probably going to be something akin to what we saw from hopefully, that we saw from Jair, who missed a couple days and then was back today. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Keep up the good work. Go Pack Go. Fullback. Sorry for my poor English. Patrick, it's quite all right. Do I think they'll keep a fullback? I tend to doubt it. I think they'll keep four tight ends and utilize them in fullback roles, depending on the formation, personnel groupings, etc. I think the versatility of those guys is going to make fullback kind of expendable. Let's see. Let's make sure I haven't missed any super chats. Well, I think I did. Dustin, what's up? What would be a bigger win for the Packers, Josh Jackson or MVS hitting their max potential? Obviously, a lot of ballgame left. Whole lot of ballgame left. A bigger win? I mean, I'd take your pick. I think Josh, long-term, absolutely helps them out. And I think MVS can help elevate the offense this year. But, you know, obviously, either one is a great development. And if they hit on both, even better. I mean, I don't know. Does Love need to change his throwing motion mechanics to adapt to the NFL? I remember Rodgers did. Yeah, Blake, Rodgers did adjust a little bit from his time in college when he held it so high. It was the Tedford kind of way. All those guys held it like way high. Their carriage was high. You know, Mike Sherman worked with him a little bit on it. McCarthy kind of continued that. And it was not really anything drastic. He just kind of kept – he just over time really just kind of dropped his carriage out from center rather than delivering everything like this. It is weird to go back and watch that rookie year, though. The preseason tape, some of the preseason games are available on YouTube, and you can see Rodgers, he's so mechanic. To get to your question, will Love have to change? I don't think so. I think he'll probably develop as he matures, and, you know, he'll develop, his body will fill out, he'll get stronger, etc. And I think that may play a role, but I don't think it's going to have to be a concerted effort on his part to change his mechanics. What else we got here? Luis, thanks for the super chat. Life's been tough to me these past weeks, but watching your videos talking Packers make me feel better. Thank you, and go Pack Go. Wow, that's very nice of you. Thank you so much. And thanks for joining Cheesehead TV each and every day and hanging out and for super chats and whatever, man. Look, I get it. The Packers can be an absolute refuge from whatever's going on in your life. So welcome. Always, always feel welcome here at Cheesehead TV. Packers fans, one and all. Thanks a lot for joining us, man. Making sure I just didn't miss anything. There you go. What am I drinking? I am drinking a Spotted Cow. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to tell you. I don't even care. I know there are so many fucking New Glarus snobs in Wisconsin who, the moment you say you're drinking a Spotted Cow, oh, it's not even the best beer they make. I don't care. I don't care. I love Spotted Cow. And I'm drinking Spotted Cow. Now, he's got any news on family night? Not a word. Not a thing. Look, the Packers are taking this very, very, I won't say methodically, but very slow as far as what they're scheduling. You know, most summers we come into camp, we've got the whole month planned out. This year, we didn't have Sunday's practice time until Saturday morning. You know, and then that we got everything laid out for us for the week. So past this week, I know nothing. I know they practiced tomorrow morning in Lambeau. They're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday practices, and then we'll see. Did you ever meet the other Mark Murphy? Oh, you mean the one who played for the Packers? You know, I never met him. I saw him when I was a kid, you know, here in Green Bay, but no, I never got to meet him. Kevin, that's outstanding. Thanks for the super chat. So given Aaron Rodgers' 2010 revelation, does that essentially mean Aaron Rodgers wasted Aaron Rodgers' prime? Fantastic, Kevin. Fantastic. Overshadow Sean, what's up, buddy? Haven't seen you in forever. How you doing, man? How much for a Spotted Cow? Does 5 cover it? Absolutely covers it. Thank you so much. Have one on me. Thanks, Overshadow. Great of you to join us, man. Missed you. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Any chance Gary plays defensive end this year on rundowns? I highly doubt it. I mean, I think maybe he kicks inside, puts his hand in the dirt on obvious passing situations, but on rundowns would be probably a little bit much to ask, especially given how much he slimmed down this offseason. When you guys, if you haven't seen the pictures, you'll see video probably soon. maybe, I don't know, maybe not till week one, but he is noticeably slimmer. And I think playing early downs with his hand in the dirt would spell some trouble. Jeff, you're funny, Jeff. You're a funny guy. Funny like a clown, like I amuse you. Can I please drop a link to this t-shirt, Sergio? Can I? Can I? Of course I can. Hold, please. Let me give you, give me 2 little seconds here. Telling you what, the Carry the G's have taken the lead. For a while, it was kind of touch and go between Carry the G and a lot of ball game left. But since Aaron Rodgers gave me the shout out, thank you for the sweatshirt. Carry the G has easily taken over the lead. I even had one of my parents' friends say, can you send me that sweatshirt that Rodgers likes? Here we go. 2 seconds. Forgive me. I know this is great on the podcast. Let me tell you. Woo. Scintillating content. There you go. In the comments section. Brandon, thank you for the super chat. I don't see a question, but you've, thanks a lot. Is Kadar showing anything? Maureen, yes, absolutely. He has really come on, and I think he's really taken to Jerry Gray as a coach. Gray is a bit of a taskmaster and gets after guys even when they do well, which was the case a couple days ago. There was a rep in one-on-ones where he won the rep, but Gray got all over him for his hand placement. And look, you can knock the ball away and have a good rep even in a game and then end up getting called for interference. You know, that's going to happen, which is what the point Gray was trying to make to him. But then later on in the practice in team, you saw Holman apply what Jerry had been yelling at him about. So that's what coaches love, man. When you take the note, take the instruction, take the coaching and apply it from a drill into team, that's good stuff. And I think Holman is definitely holding his own, so to speak. I think it's going to be tough for him to crack, say, the top four in dime at corner. But I think, and there's a lot of ball game left there, but he's having I won't say a spectacular start to camp, but a very solid start to camp, no doubt. Steven, thanks for the super chat. On the 2010 topic, if you were Aaron Rodgers, what would you look for in your 2010 film that maybe you've gotten away from recently? I mean, I think the obvious thing is the footwork, right? And the falling away, you know, the flick of the wrist thing as he's like going back. And it's something that he has not wanted to talk about. You know, it's been brought up by several people, at least attempted to be brought up a bunch of times over the last 2 or 3 years. You know, and he always kind of dismisses it, jokes about his fundamentals awards from high school, etc. But to me, that is the most blazingly obvious. And it's funny that he mentions that year, because if you go back, as we did this last spring when everything got locked down, remember, all the channels suddenly were playing old games and they showed the Super Bowl against the Steelers. And it was so apparent in that game how he stepped into throws. You know, none of this backing away, flicking it thing. Stepping into it. To me, that's the biggest change from his game from then to now. And if that is what he noticed and starts, you know, rectifying it, so to speak, look the fuck out, man. I'm telling you. A bunch of super chats here. Justin, thanks again. I can't believe 9 Bears tested positive. Had they been true positives, that's almost half the right tight end room. Oh, you went a long way for that joke, and I messed it up. I'm sorry, buddy. But that's good. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Based on what you've seen in practice so far, do you think play action will be more effective this year? Yes. I was going to ask Aaron about it today if I had gotten a second question, which I didn't, but which I'm not surprised at. There was many more important things to talk about today. But, they have been much more effective so far. The reason I asked about MVS, and I was going to follow up, I'm not like some of my colleagues who try to get their 2 questions in every day in 1 question period. I'm watching you guys. The MVS thing has been really noticeable off play action. And it's, to your point, Matt, that's something that they did struggle with last year, whether it was because of Rodgers being uncomfortable pulling out from center and then, you know, making the motion to fake and whip his head around, find his read, whatever. That was not an effective part of their game. And so far, and again, it's really early, but early returns look better. And again, that's just eye test. I don't have tape to go back and break down because obviously I'm not privy to the coach's tape for practice, but The early looks off play action have been better. No question about it. Zach, thanks for the super chat. Hey, this is my first stream live. What's up, Zach? Thanks for joining us. Question. Do you think the Packers will win or at least go to a Super Bowl in the next 2 years? Love from Titletown. Zach, do I think? Yes, I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl every year. No. Realistically, they've got a real good shot this year. And I would point back to the Talking Football with Paul Ruddle that I had a couple weeks ago before I came here. Paul put it perfectly. If, you know, you look at them on paper right now, and they are a very good football team. If their draft class from last year develops the way they should, you know, Savage, Gary, Sternberger, etc. Those guys come on, look out. They're going to have a damn good squad. Ernest, thanks for the super chat. Just wanted to support you from Texas. What's up, man? Thank you so much. That was really kind of you. Thank you so, so much. And thanks for joining us here on Cheesehead TV. Sorry, guys. Okay, there we go. Ideally, we like Tay in the slot more than less. I don't know. Yeah, man, the dog totally agrees. I don't know if it's necessary one way or the other. I think it really depends on the opponent, what they present as a matchup. Do they have a number one corner who travels, who never bounces inside? Because then obviously you want Tay in there, right? I really think it's matchup dependent more than anything else. Hello from Argentina. Looks like Jared Valdir wants to be back. Oh, Walt, yeah, no secret about it. You obviously noticed his tweet back to Rob after Rob had tweeted about Rick Wagner having missed another practice. Jared tweeted out the phone emoji with a strong arm, so sure looks like he's ready to go. I gotta imagine that it was monetary this offseason. I can't imagine any other reason why the Packers wouldn't have brought him back in the first place. So we'll see how that plays out. Julia, what's up? How are you? With no preseason games, how much the staff can really evaluate young players based only on scripted practices? It's one of the big, big tightropes they're having to walk. And it's a big reason why LaFleur is now going to have these. He's had one so far, could have another one tomorrow. These live sessions, almost live, where, you know, the defense can bring guys to the ground. That is something that would never happen in a normal season. But because there are no preseason games, they have to get some kind of look at these guys in at least as close to live scenario as they can. So it's going to be tough, no doubt about it. It's not anything that the 31 other teams aren't having to deal with, but there's no question it's going to be hampering how they're able to evaluate everybody on the roster. But I think it's smart on Matt's part to have these young guy sessions where they are as close to live as possible. You know, what we saw the other day was they take him to the ground. There's not really big hits, although Kamal Martin really did put a lick on Dexter Williams. But for the most part, it's just wrap up and get him to the ground. Has Grassi run out of excuses yet, Matt? It's a great question. I mean, I understand I whooped his butt fairly severely last time, and he's probably trying to save a little face and make excuses along the way, but it's here, Tom. I'm ready. I'm more than happy to come to your place, wear a mask, and kick your butt in PlayStation. I don't care what system it's on. You're still going down. Please. Aaron's hard count is going to be money this year. Anton, it's funny because he was asked about crowd noise or what the permissible kind of level is, right? And apparently, I didn't realize this, there is a decibel cap to what you can pump in. And it's at 80 dBs or something like that. Which is hilarious because, you know, Minnesota, their sound guy's going to be like, oh, I'm so used to pushing this over the limit. It's hilarious. I love it. But yes, his hard count's going to be money. Make your first match in Madden 21, Joey? I'd be honored, buddy, when I get home. How do I see the Packers implementing the outside run with the new installments? I don't know, man. I'm walking a tightrope there. Yeah, it's hard for me to give you any kind of meaningful answer without violating my obligation to the Packers guidelines, if you know what I mean. They're new guidelines about what I'm allowed to talk about, what I see at practice. Disband the horn. Now you're talking. How do you send a super chat? Brett, you do it on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. The best way to support us. All right, guys, I got to go. Thank you so much for all the interaction, for chatting with me, talking Packers. Big Daddy Cool Breeze is here. I love it. How are you guys? Please hit like on the video. Hit subscribe on the channel. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. It supports everything we do here at the website, including sending me to Green Bay so I can watch practice for you guys. Well, I got a late super chat. I love these. You're 100% video darling and 12 formation. Thank you, SMP. Flattery will get you everywhere. And yes, there will be lots of 12 formations here. Thank you, everybody. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.